And what I love about what Scott's doing is he's creating all kinds of innovating product, much of which you see right over here. And then it's not only available here in Missoula, but also he's making it available around the world. And that's the kind of innovation that we're hoping to see from small businesses around the country.
Your listening tour has been mainly major big cities. How did you pick Missoula to include in your listening tour?
Well, our goal has been to really see a significant portion of the United States. So we've been everywhere from Albany to Houston or Nashville to Boulder. We were just out in Portland and Seattle, and here we are in Missoula. And so we've tried when we were down in Orlando as well as Atlanta. We're trying to really get a sense and listen to business leaders from all different kinds of communities as to what's going on, how is their business doing, what are the obstacles they're facing, what are the things the federal government should be focused on to help them be more successful, help our economy grow. And what we know is if the private sector is growing, it will also grow jobs for Americans.
Part of your effort as Commerce Secretary has been to globalize the American economy. How does small businesses fit into that, say small businesses in Montana, because they're really the heart of Montana's economy? How do they reach that wider, beyond our borders audience?
Well, at the International Trade Administration, we have what's called a USIAC, or someone who can work with a business, small, medium size, or large, and they tend to work, a lot of them, with many small businesses and help them navigate how do you sell your products around the world. And what I've found across the country is this service is uniformly well received. Companies need help. They want to know, where should I be exporting to? We help them figure that out. Then we help them meet the right people in those countries so that they can either meet distributors or partners so they can get their products sold in other parts of the world. We help them navigate all the various complications in that process. So it's something that's a great service, I think, for businesses of all size, and it doesn't matter whether they're here in Missoula or they're in Albany or Seattle or Nashville or Houston.
What's the biggest complaint that business people are giving you when you meet with them?
What's interesting is we're hearing three or four things consistently. First of all, is we need help with trade. We just talked about that. Second, we're hearing support for the immigration reform throughout the business community. There's been a lot of support. We're seeing a need for infrastructure investment. Many businesses want to get their products to market, or let's say if you're in the tourism industry, they want to make sure that the airports, they're getting enough investment so that people can get into the country and come and enjoy the great United States and all that we have to offer, including Missoula, Montana. We're also, in terms of innovation, there's a lot of support for working in partnership between businesses, local universities, and the government to try and spur innovation, whether it's 3D printing or it's development of new semiconductor wafers. And so those are the kinds of things that we're seeing from business. They're anxious to get an assist, if you will, in things that they're not so strong in that we have the ability as the federal government to help them with.
Montana's trying to catch up in terms of providing skilled workers for the 21st century. Mm-hmm. The colleges, community colleges and four-year schools are really gearing towards that now, but that is a gap. Are you finding that around the country as well?
That's a good point, which is most businesses are talking about the challenge they're having finding enough skilled labor so that they can grow. And this is an area where Secretary Perez, Secretary Duncan, and I are working very closely together, and the President has asked us to really spearhead an effort to delineate what are workforce training methods that are working in different parts of the country and make them available, make the best practices available to other parts of the country. But what I will tell you is what we know for sure is that the most successful efforts in workforce training have to have the business community involved. Businesses have to be clear, here's what I need from a skilled labor force, and then they need to work with their whether it's the high schools, the technical schools, the community colleges, or the universities, so that the training can line up against the job needs the job openings that various companies have.
What's the biggest difference and biggest frustration for you moving into, I know you've only been secretary a few months, but what's the biggest frustration you've found in government as a business person coming into government? What's the biggest difference, biggest frustration?
Well, I think that, first of all, I'll tell you the biggest surprise. The biggest surprise is I've never been in government before, is to find what great talent we have. We have over 40,000 people in the Department of Commerce, and I have been out talking to them. And the people who work for us are amazingly talented, capable, and they want to serve. They want to serve their local communities. They want to serve their country. They want to do a good job. So that's been an amazing surprise. A big difference than being in the private sector is I don't really control our budget, right? Someone else sets our budget. So, but that's okay. That's a part of the process, is to work with the Hill so that they understand what we're trying to accomplish and what's and how the efforts of the Commerce Department relate to their communities and their constituencies. And by going around and being all over the United States and meeting with different businesses and understanding the issues that are both local and national, I'm able then to translate, here's what the Commerce Department can do so that the folks who appropriate in our budget can help us out.
How crucial is the tax reform legislation that's being worked on now to economic development, and how involved are you going to be in that?
Corporate tax reform is something that the president, as you know, has proposed and been very, very vocal about. And businesses around the country want to see the corporate tax rate brought down so that we can be, particularly global companies want to see the corporate tax rate reduced so that they are playing on a level playing field around the world. Obviously, we have to take into account what's the implication of that for pass-through entities so that other types of businesses that aren't organized as C-Corps can also be competitive globally.
You haven't been in Montana but a few hours. What's your impression so far?
I love it. It's gorgeous. And I hopefully will have the opportunity to go hiking in Glacier tomorrow. So I'm very excited.
Madam Secretary, thank you so much.
Thanks so much.